from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, salvaging a ceasefire. Top diplomats from the United States, Russia, and the Middle East will attempt to salvage a failed Syria ceasefire agreement Saturday, with talks in Lausanne, Switzerland, followed by a separate meeting Sunday in London. The renewed efforts come less than 2 weeks after the United States suspended bilateral negotiations with Russia, and the two sides exchanged mutual recriminations. Russian officials say they are hopeful for positive results, but as fighting continues in the besieged city of Aleppo, analysts are skeptical of any lasting ceasefire, and the health situation is dire. This is the UN Deputy Special Envoy for Syria, Ramzi Izzeldin Ramzi.
Hospitals have not been brought back to what they were a week or 10 days ago. Capacity to treat emergency cases is minimal, and that is why we are working on a plan for medical evacuations. We continue to work with a number of concerned parties to make that possible.
Many believe Russia wants to first help Syrian President Bashar al-Assad take Aleppo so they can have a stronger negotiating position. Mourners in Thailand breaking out in song outside of a hospital at the news of the death of their beloved monarch, Bhumibol Adulyadet, who'd been the world's longest reigning monarch. The King of Thailand died at the age of 88 on Thursday, according to the Bureau of the Royal Household. Worries about the king's condition heightened after a Sunday night health bulletin was issued by the palace. Hundreds of Thais dressed in pink prayed for the king's recovery Wednesday and Thursday outside of his hospital. This is VOA News. The United Nations has formally approved its next Secretary General. Antonio Guterres of Portugal will become the world body's ninth leader on January 1st, succeeding Ban Ki-moon, who leaves office at the end of this year. From New York, VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
I now request the Chief of Protocol to escort the Secretary General designate, His Excellency Antonio Guterres, to the platform.
The former Portuguese Prime Minister and former UN Refugee Agency chief said he feels humility and gratitude, as well as a profound sense of responsibility in the face of so many global challenges.
The dramatic problems of today's complex world can only inspire a humble approach.
Guterres, who is 67 years old, was selected over 12 other candidates during a 10-month-long process that for the first time took place in the public eye and included an equal number of women candidates. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Nigerian officials say 21 of the Chibok girls kidnapped by the militant group Boko Haram in 2014 have been released. A spokesman for Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said on Twitter Thursday that the 21 girls are in the custody of the Department of State Services, Nigeria's main intelligence agency. The spokesman said the girls' release was the result of talks between Buhari's administration and Boko Haram. 30 people were killed and over 50 others were injured when violence erupted Wednesday in the Central African Republic. The UN said fighters with the former Salika rebel group attacked the town of Kagabandoro before eventually being repelled by UN peacekeepers who killed 12 of the rebels. 9 civilians were also among the dead. And the winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature is none other than Bob Dylan. Jeff Custer has this for VOA News.
Permanent Secretary Sara Danius of the Swedish Academy made the announcement Thursday in Stockholm.
The Nobel Prize in Literature for 2016 is awarded to Bob Dylan for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition.
And admit that the waters around you have grown.
Dylan had been mentioned in Nobel speculation for years, but few experts expected the Academy to extend the prestigious award to a genre such as pop music. The 75-year-old singer and songwriter, born Robert Allen Zimmerman, launched his music career in 1959 by performing in coffee houses in the Midwestern state of Minnesota. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.